Good morning. This is Loretta Bertelot at the Tulsa Historical Society and Museum, and the date is February 7th, 2020. My guest is Roxanne Snyder. Roxanne is the keeper of the Owen Park Neighborhood History Books, and she's going to share that history with us today. So, Roxanne, let's start with, do you mind telling me when you were born?
June 1945.
Okay, and where were you born?
Wichita, Kansas.
Okay, how did you come to Tulsa?
I had visited here a couple, three times, and I just fell in love with it, and I'd been in Wichita all my life, and this was like new and different, and I just moved here with my son, and I've been here since 1972.
Okay. Have you always lived in the Owen Park neighborhood?
No. My husband and I bought the house in 1992.
Okay. So, let's start out, first of all, tell me how you became the owner of the Owen Park Neighborhood History Books.
I'm not sure. Sue Price, who basically put all this together, did all the research and made all the copies and all that, and I have tried to contact her, and she hasn't called me back. But in my memory, day before yesterday, I thought I remembered that someone at either through the Parks Department or at the Rec Center said there was a bunch of stuff that belonged to Owen Park, and it was in storage. But I do remember going somewhere and picking up what I believed to be these history books. And so that's how I think I came to be in possession of them.
Okay. Is the Owen Park Rec Center still open?
No. The Children's Museum is in there now.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. All right. Well, why don't you share the story with us?
Okay. As they say, I'll begin at the beginning. Chauncey Owen was born in 1848 in Canton, Pennsylvania. He served in the Army in the Civil War and was wounded in 1864. When he was 17, he came to Kansas and for 13 years engaged in freighting on the plains. In 1874, he established a ranch in the vicinity of Broken Arrow. In 1882, he took a contract to supply beef from his ranch to the men working on the railroad. He and his wife, known as Aunt Jane, who cooked and served meals, moved with the crew as the work progressed. That same year, he built the first hotel in Tulsa named the Tulsa Hotel. It opened in the winter of 1882. It had six rooms and was Tulsa's first two-story building. Chauncey operated it until 1830 and then leased it, and it was renamed St. Elmo. The old Tulsa Hotel had had a large hand in the opening of the new era of Tulsa. In 1892, Chauncey leased 30 acres of land to J.P. Gomez, who planted peach trees and started a vineyard. Mr. Gomez gave up the lease in 1914, and the land was laid out as Irving Place Addition. The peach trees and the grapevines remained in people's yards for many years. January 1904, at about 4:15 p.m. on Saturday, January 23rd, a terrific explosion occurred. 875 quarts of nitroglycerin belonging to the Western Torpedo Company of Chanute, Kansas, was stored in a ravine west of downtown. The railroads refused to transport it, so it was brought in by wagon, and on that day, a substitute driver known only as McDonald was seen going into the magazine with a load. Many people on the west side of town, and especially workmen at the brick plant nearby, were severely stunned by the explosion. Many downtown businesses lost glass windows, and Dr. S.G. Kennedy's home, located just north of the park, sustained damage. It was heard as far away as Claremore. The huge crater where the explosion happened was later enlarged and filled to become Tulsa's first swimming hole. The Tulsa Vitrified Brick and Tile Company provided many of the bricks for the original paving of Tulsa streets, It was located where Roosevelt School now stands. Although the city did not buy the land that became Tulsa's first park until 1909, it was used extensively for city events. In September 1906, Labor Day celebration was held, and on July 4, 1908, a celebration with plenty of music was held. It remained the place of city events for many years, including band concerts. Did you know that Owen Park was bought 1 year before Woodward? Did you know that Woodward was also part of the Creek Nation allotment? I just threw that in.
Okay.
In 1908, one of Chauncey's daughters was shot and killed by her husband. Also killed was her baby daughter. The dispute started because she would not give her husband her allotment money from the Creek tribe. Although a posse was sent to look for him, it is unknown if he was ever caught. In 1909, the mayor and appointed members of the Park Commission met to discuss and make an outline for a park system. The secretary was authorized to advertise for lands available in and near the city. They would then visit each location submitted and select the ones best suited for the purpose. The city did buy 30 acres from Chauncey and established the first park. In 1910, the city gardeners were planting flowers and preparing the rose garden. 600 roses and 15 varieties were being planted in the park. The greenhouse propagated all kinds of flowers and the plants and shrubs that were to be used across the city. In June 1913, the Washington Irving Monument was formally dedicated. Tate Brady and G.N. Wright were to erect a marble shaft on the spot in honor of Irving. The Boy Scouts laid the cornerstone, and the Boy Scout band would play, and there would be speeches by a number of people. It is located at the intersection of Easton Street and Vancouver, where Irving was said to have camped on his tour of the prairie. In September of 1913, the final steps were in place to fill the ravine created by the explosion with water to create Owen Lake. A bathhouse was constructed in 1916, and in June of 1920, the lake was to be drained and converted into a real swimming pond. It was the only place to swim for quite a while. It had a diving tower that was approximately 20 feet high, and the water under the tower was approximately 12 to 15 feet deep as it had been dug out. The rest of the lake was 4 to 6 feet deep. In 1915, the first annual chrysanthemum show was held at the convention hall. Hundreds had been grown in the municipal greenhouse located in Owen Park. The flowers were auctioned off, and the proceeds were for the construction of a roundhouse in Owen Park for raising roses for sale to the public. John J. Pershing School was opened in 1919. It is located on Easton Street between Vancouver and Waco. There's more information on the school to follow. Circa 1920, the trolley system in Tulsa was in full swing. Passengers could catch a trolley east to Tulsa University, west to Owen Park, and out to Sand Springs or Sepulpa. A trolley traveled on Rosedale Street for those going to the park. South of Easton Place, the street is visibly wider to accommodate the trolley. In 1921, a well located in the park was closed due to traces of typhoid fever bacteria. Many people in the area used the well for all purposes in their homes. A newspaper reported that a new well was to be drilled. 1926 saw the first Christmas parade originating in Owen Park and ending at 5th and Main. Because the reindeer feet were not accustomed to hard paving, the entire sleigh and reindeer were put on a track for the parade. In August of 1928, a large wading pool was completed in Owen Park. The pool, ornamented with a fountain which was illuminated at night with varied colored lights. It was a gift of former Tulsans Mr. and Mrs. Frank Reed, who then lived in Missouri. Seats of stone and concrete were placed adjacent for the benefit of park visitors. It was the largest wading pool in the city parks. December 1928, Chauncey Owen died. He was buried in the family plot in Oaklawn Cemetery. He was a Mason, an Elk, and a Shriner. In November of 1935, the Indian memorial marker that the Daughters of the American Revolution authorized will be placed in a triangle in Owen Park facing Edison. It commemorates the treaty under which on June 2, 1825, the Osage Nation granted certain lands to the U.S. government for the use and benefit of the Cherokee and Creek tribes who were being removed from the southeastern states. The marker is one of the few Indian memorials in the state. Just east of the marker is a round bronze plate on Edison to show the exact spot where the lands of the Cherokee, Creek, and Osage tribes joined. Also in 1935, permission for the Irving Place Presbyterian Church to construct a new $18,000 church at 301 North Rosedale was granted by the City Board of Adjustment, and the building still stands. In the 1940s, a booklet was written by Wallace Hughes entitled Park Birds. He lived in Owen Park for many years, and his home was lost to the highway project in 1966. The booklet identifies the birds normally seen each time of the year. The booklet is available at the library. In September of 1947, the Children of Dr. Kennedy donated a parcel of land adjacent to Owen Park. The offer was made by three representatives of the Tulsa Association of Pioneers, a charter member of which was Dr. Kennedy. The donation was being made with the provision that erection of two monuments given to the club by Dr. Kennedy be permitted in this section of the park, and that annual picnics of the organization be held there. The monuments can contain all of the names of a large group of persons attending the first picnic of the organization, and the other the names of all the presidents of the association. They were moved to Owen Park from Kennedy Lake, northwest of Tulsa. Also in 1947, a booklet written by Mr. and Mrs. Charles H. Lamb, who lived at 412 North Rosedale, was published. The title was Pay Your Way with Kindness Club. To belong to this club, each child would arrive at their home, report a kind deed done, and was commended for it and receive some candy. The purpose was to encourage children to think not only of themselves, but the world around them, and realize they have become important through doing good. March of 1954, $16,400 was sought in damage in a suit for the drowning of a 9-year-old boy in the abandoned brick pit near Roosevelt School. Later that year, the suit was settled for $6,000. The owner of the land and the city had been notified many times that children were playing around the pit with no fences, and it was not protected in any way. In October 1958, the Tulsa Park Department announced that it was in the process of taking over the 5-acre tract where the brick pit was located. Chauncey had attempted to prohibit the sale of the land for brick pit in 1910, contending he sold the land to the city for park purposes only. But the city sold 5 acres to the Vitrified Brick Company when excavation of Standpipe Hill began, the Cincinnati Avenue cut through. The dirt was dumped in the pit and eventually filled it. The Park Department wanted to use the land as an athletic field. December 4, 1955, the new Owen Park Recreation Center was opened. Teen Town was established as a place for teens from Roosevelt Junior High to gather and dance. Strict rules were in place. To become a member, the teen must sign a contract that he will abide by the rules and then attend 3 times. The center also served students of 6 elementary schools and the surrounding communities for many years. Circa 1959, singer Brenda Lee, 13 years old, sang at the Owen Park Teen Town play or dance. Circa 1962, $100,000 facelift planned for Owen Park. In 1963, a dedication of a gymnasium in the rec center was held as part of the bond money. September 1966, commissioners voted to accept $27,740 from the State Highway Department for the purchase of portions of Owen Park for the right-of-way for the Keystone Expressway. Many homes on both sides of the right-of-way were lost. Part of the Irving Addition now lies on the south side of the highway, cut off from the original neighborhood. 1976, Tulsa's oldest house was saved from demolition by Fannie Mish, Al Muzak, and Beryl Ford. It was moved to Owen Park. It was built in the 1880s by Sylvester Morris, an itinerant minister who built it in the Indian Territory wilderness for his bride. In 1979, Fannie Mish, famed author and researcher of Tulsa history, was admitted to the hospital after falling and breaking her shoulder. It wasn't until 15 hours after she fell that the volunteers delivering Meals on Wheels found all the doors locked. When they went to a window and tapped and started calling, they could hear a faint, "Help me." The police were called and gained access to the house, and she lived many years in Owen Park on Santa Fe. In 1981, Roosevelt Elementary School students tied yellow ribbons to the trees in Owen Park when America's 52 hostages were lifted from Iranian soil. They remained in place until they were home again. Also in 1981, the ornate bronze plaque was pried off a stone monument honoring three Oklahoma Indian tribes. It was returned several weeks later by Sand Springs scrap metal dealer who bought it for $17.35 from three teenage boys. He kept it in his office because he was skeptical of their story of how they had acquired it. They said they found it in the middle of Edison Street. He didn't know what it was until seeing an article in the newspaper about the theft. The damage included repairing the bronze plaque, replacing the bronze corn stalks, and remounting it. It was restored at a date unknown. In 1982, after siphoning thousands of dollars in free water service over a period of at least several years, unnoticed by city officials, the decorative waterfall at Owen Park was shut off. Later, a pump and plumbing was installed. After much maintenance, the pump burned up and was never replaced. In 1982, Rhonda Elaine Moore Games was a muralist, painter, designer, and illustrator. She received the Certificate of Recognition for service in the Owen Park community in 1982 and in 1983 as an exhibitor and council artist. In 1983, Wayman Teasdale grew up learning basketball at the Owen Park Rec Center. He endorsed a bond issue for renovations at the center at that time in 1983. The renovations included resurfacing the tennis courts, which are now gone, and replacement of gym lighting, refurbishing the building, and dredging the pond. In 1984, the Parks and Recreation Department planned numerous events in all the parks for the 75th anniversary of the establishment of the park system. One park planned a trading post with t-shirts and other items for sale, old-time photographs, and silhouettes by Rhonda Games and a Sierra Club booth. Also in 1984, Steve Lickett created a ceramic piece he said was the tallest documented clay cylinder ever thrown on a potter's wheel in Oklahoma. He crafted it during Owens Park's 75th anniversary, and it was on display at the center. 1985, the redesign of the old grotto at the head of the park's waterway was Tamara Moon's first solo design. The original grotto was built by the WPA in the 1930s. She specified that the entire existing structure be removed carefully. All the existing trees would be protected during the renovations. When it was finished, pond water was to be pumped up to a piping system under the plaza and through the holes in the sitting wall and on down back to the pond. In 1986, members of the Owen Park Neighborhood Association and several volunteers with paint donated by Anchor Paint Company repainted Mrs. Bonnewell's house. The elderly lady was unable to do the work herself, and her neighbors did it for her. Although somewhat concerned about the appearance of her home, she was most grateful for the charity of her neighbors. In 1988, the Owen Community Recreation Council purchased and planted 13 new trees in Owen Park. The park had lost several trees due to age and disease. The Tulsa World editorial commended the park for its reforestation work. In 1989, chainsaw artist Clayton Koss was commissioned by the Owen Park Community Association to sculpt a dead tree into a sculpture portraying an Indian family. It featured an Indian chief, a woman, and a young warrior. Regina Hooker, vice president of the association, said the Indian motif was chosen because of the history of the area. It was later torn down due to insect damage. In 1994, the Tulsa Preservation Commission proposed to have the oldest house removed from Owen Park and taken to Gilchrist Museum. The Parks Department did not have the funds necessary, and it was never moved. In 1995, residents of the Owen Park neighborhood said at a meeting that they did not want a jail built in their backyard. One of the biggest reasons given was the area already had several social service agencies and it would be less than a mile from Roosevelt Elementary. Also in 1995, Owen Park neighborhood was nominated by Mayor Susan Savage to be placed on the National Register of Historic Places. It would be the sixth Tulsa neighborhood to gain the historic designation. It was placed on the register in 1999. In 1997, on a cold and snowy day, members of the Creek Nation and the Tulsa Centennial Commission planted a council oak sapling in Owen Park. A sapling was planted in three other parks, so a tree would face each direction of the compass. In 1998, the park was the site of a free picnic during the fifth annual National Night Out. The picnic featured hot dogs, chips, and other picnic fare for the first 1,000 people. Previously, in other parks, up to 900 people had attended. In 1998, a ribbon-cutting ceremony was held at the Springer Mansion, which is just north of Owen Park. Maxine Broner, founder of the Outreach Missions, was on hand. The home would house up to 100 troubled boys. She had not sought the proper approval from the city to open a facility. The Owen Park residents and nearby neighborhoods protested the facility, citing the number of social services already in the area. The request to open the facility was denied by the Board of Adjustment in October. 2002, the community center was to be leased to a Sanctuary Evangelistic Church, a faith-based nonprofit organization. Eventually, the partnership with the city dissolved and the center closed. It was briefly reopened as a rec center and then closed until the Children's Museum leased it. In 2003, in August, a vehicle hit the Washington Irving Monument head-on. It hit hard enough to move it 12 inches off the foundation. A city crew disassembled it, made the necessary repairs, including pouring concrete in the base, and carefully put it back together. It was cleaned and new lighting was installed. In 2006, an Arbor Day event was held at Owen Park in a partnership between Tulsa Parks and Up With Trees. 40 trees were planted. Students from Roosevelt Elementary assisted in planting and attended the event. Also in 2006, OPANA requested replacement redbud trees for the boulevards of Easton and Union. The request was for $18,500 through the Vision 2025 Neighborhood Fund. The project was funded and finished in 2007. In 2007, a neighbor reported she found out the 1924 Kentucky Derby winner Black Gold had been stabled in Owen Park. For 70 years, Black Gold reigned as the only horse to win the Kentucky and Louisiana Derbies. Also in 2007, the infamous ice storm caused massive damage to the trees in the park and the neighborhood. Many of the trees were 100 years old and had been planted when the neighborhood was established. 2008, Mayor Kathy Taylor kicked off the third phase of the city's ice storm recovery by planting a native whitebud tree in Owen Park. The first planting in the Neighborwoods program was in the Owen neighborhood. Volunteers from Tulsa University and the neighborhood helped plant the trees in citizens' yards. Also in 2008, Owen Park Neighborhood Association applied for funds from the Arts Committee to have signage made and installed at the two main entrances to the neighborhood and at each entrance along Edison and Quanah. At the main entrances, two large signs noting the neighborhood was established in 1910. The smaller signs were on poles with a teardrop shape with 1910 on them. The installation took place in 2009. 2012, Tulsa Children's Museum leased the Owen Park Center as its home. In 2013, Wallace Engineering requested rezoning of the Pershing School building. The plan was to renovate the building into studio apartments. After some 60 years of being used as storage or by various agencies, the beautiful school building was going to have a new life. Mr. Wallace held a meeting to explain his vision of the building to the neighborhood. He stated that as much as possible, all the characteristics of the school would be preserved. At the open house, I can say that while each studio apartment was attractive, you could also know immediately that you'd stepped into a classroom. As crazy as that sounds, it worked very well. In 2015, Tulsa School Board approved the application from Tulsa School of Arts and Sciences to lease Roosevelt School. Another beautiful building was put to use again. Also in 2015, Owen Park was the site of the first annual Synergy Heartland Cyclocross event. A cyclocross is an obstacle course ridden on a specialized bicycle. The riders make several laps, sometimes having to stop and carry the bicycle through an obstacle. The event was held for 3 years. In 2018, the first Owen Park Neighborhood Tiny Porch Festival was held. Local artists were invited to play and sing at various homes on the front porch. The final group plays at the parking lot of Pershing School where barbecue and beer was available. It has become an annual event. In 2019, Tulsa People magazine featured an article on Owen School located at 18 North Maybell, which is Maybell and Archer. The school was built in 1909 and named for Chauncey Owen. Some time later, it was renamed Washington Irving Elementary It is now occupied by the Blue Sky Supply Company. Also in 2019, the John Plum Chapter, National Society, Colonial Dames, 17th Century, placed the historical marker at the oldest house located in the park. In 2019, the first annual Chili Cook-Off was held at the Pershing School Complex. Local and neighborhood people were entered their favorite recipe. Tickets were sold to taste and vote for the favorite. It will become an annual event and proceeds to be used to help with expenses for the Tiny Porch Festival. I am taking the following information from the National Register of Historic Places report after the inventory was done. Originally, there were 453 homes. We have lost some due to fires and etc. I would venture that there's somewhere around 445 still standing. In 1920, 163 homes were built, making it the largest majority. From 1920 to 1930, a total of 364 were built. The oldest home dates from 1905, and the youngest from 1995, an infill home. The largest majority are bungalow craftsman style at 357 homes. Colonial Revival at 22, Prairie School with 19, and Tudor with 10 are the next popular styles. The remaining are mixed styles. I would like to acknowledge and thank Sue Price, whose research produced the history books I inherited. She served as Owen Park Center Director in the 1980s. It would be very difficult to replicate all the newspaper articles, personal accounts that she gathered. All of the early history was already done when I became the keeper of the history books. It is my job now to keep them up to date and share them with anybody who cares to learn from them. So in conclusion, I'd like to say that the Owen Park neighborhood is very much alive and thriving. Perhaps it's because of the long history and because it's one of the first neighborhoods. The residents continue to champion its attributes. As with any neighborhood, the influx of young families keeps it vibrant.
Very good. That's quite a written history of the development of the neighborhood. Thank you, Roxanne.
Well, like I said, Sue did most of it. So.
Well, amazing. Is she still with us?
Yes, she. I have tried to contact her. A couple of questions I had, and she hadn't responded yet. But yes, she's still.
Does she still live in the neighborhood?
Not in the neighborhood. I'm trying to think. I think she lives just outside of Tulsa.
Oh, okay. Okay. I've just got a couple of questions which you may not know the answers to. The Roosevelt, what was built as a middle school, went to a grade school, and I think today it's Tulsa School of Arts and Sciences?
Correct.
TSAS, okay.
Yeah.
And the street marker is not in the street anymore, is it?
Yes.
Oh, it's still in the street?
Oh, yes.
It's back in the street?
Yes.
Okay, I was thinking that was moved. Thank you. Black Diamond being stable, the horse being stabled at the park. Do you know anything about what facility that was?
This note was given to me. She had spoken to an older resident who gave her that information. So I'm reporting it as it was reported to me.
Okay, well, you have
now,
to stay with that.
When I did some research on Black Gold, it did mention the horse was, you know, in this facility. It did not specifically say Owen Park, but that it was in this, it was in Tulsa.
Okay, and I called it Black Diamond. It was Black Gold.
Black Gold,
and
yeah.
It won the races in the 1920s, I
yeah.
believe, and Sinclair Oil, I think, was the owner.
I think so, yes.
Okay. Okay, and then, are the redbud trees still there?
Yes.
Okay, so this spring we can go over and see.
Oh, yes.
Wonderful.
In fact, they were replanted yet again because they're not a long-lived tree. Let's see, it was maybe maybe 3 years ago, Mr. Wallace.
The builder, the developer?
Planted them, and then we held a fundraiser and repaid him quite a bit of money to plant the trees.
Okay.
So they've been replanted again.
Okay.
Because they only live about 30 or 40 years.
And is the Neighborhood Association pretty good functioning association?
Yeah.
Good. Yes. Wow, that is quite a complete record. I think my last question to ask you is, does the Tulsa Historical Museum have a copy of that history?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Roxanne, thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Appreciate having
an
oral history.
Thank you for asking us.